Sampo, this is against the divine will.
Yes.
This is where the personal will or the I comes in to uncover the ignorance or the error.
Quite true. It is to say that if I were able to lift the table at one stroke, that means that if I were divine myself, then there is no problem. Slowly means that I am restricted, my effort is slow, that means it is egoistic. It is my limited. So when egoism or ignorance tries to discover the truth slowly, then error is committed. So error could not have been committed unless there is already a golden piece which I am looking for. Now error by itself is not evil. That also has to be underlined. Error by itself is not evil. Evil arises out of error, but it is not necessary that error must result in evil. A scientist, for example, in search of the truth by method of trial and error, if he does it, goes on about his business, he is not doing any evil action. It is a process by which gradually the truth is discovered. The evil arises only when error is transformed into falsehood. There is a difference between error and falsehood. Error is a truth finder by itself. So error is not an evil. What you call evil is nothing but error stressing itself to be the truth and nothing but the truth, and which prevents you from looking further for the truth. This is the falsehood. It is that which you call evil. When the error stresses that whatever it has found erroneously is the truth, is nothing but the truth, and there is nothing further to be sought after, that element is the element of falsehood, or what we call really evil. All that is evil in this world, which we feel ought not to be, which can be avoided, is this experience. Falsehood trying to establish itself as the truth, nothing but the truth, and therefore nothing more to be sought after. If there is a constant seeking, then falsehood can't remain. The moment there is a further seeking, falsehood is removed. But this falsehood itself is a result of some kind of seeking in the beginning. Afterwards he stops seeking. So let us now say, inconscience is not evil, ignorance is not evil, committing error is not evil. What is evil is the stress on the unfound truth as truth and insisting on it as the truth and rejecting any further movement to discover the truth. This is the only problem to be resolved. All others are perfectly consistent with the Supreme. Omnipotence can certainly allow this kind of movement, and there is no evil in it. But we can see at once that if there is ignorance, then such a thing can happen. If the movement is by ignorant consciousness, it can certainly arrive at a point where truth, even without being found, is claimed to be truth because of ignorance. So even falsehood as it appears can be seen to be not inconsistent with the presence of the divine. But the nature of falsehood itself is such that moment you dwell upon it, more and more a point will be reached when you will say, this is avoidable, this ought not to be, and this has to be destroyed. It is also part of the same movement. Therefore, if there is a slow development If this is the intention of the Divine to manifest slowly by a process of evolution, then falsehood can arise, evil can arise, suffering can arise, but not inconsistent with the Divine Presence. Because in that very process, that which is called falsehood is itself insisted upon as something to be removed or removable. Falsehood does not stand here, therefore, as an exact opposition, something inconsistent with the Divine. Because it itself is removable and it insists upon its removal. Now this is, you might say, a metaphysical way of meeting the problem. But now let us see the psychological way of meeting the same problem. Pardon? Yes.
That means even when the movement towards truth is slow, that itself is evil. That slow movement, that slowness
is not
movement.
Evil. Slow is perfectly, is intended. There is nothing wrong in moving slowly or fast. Both are good. Both are possible. But because of slowness, there is a partial discovery. And as a result of that, you happen to assert it and you arrest your movement. The result of ignorance is evil, but not ignorance itself. Slowness itself is not evil. The result of slow movement is evil. That's quite true. And we should not retract from it. We can't say it is good. Evil is evil. And we have to explain how it arises and how it is consistent with God's presence. The problem arises only when you say that God being God, how can this arise? If you can show that it can arise out of the omnipotence of God, in spite of the God's omnipotence, then the problem doesn't remain as a problem. So we have shown how, if you start by saying that God has a capacity of veiling or unveiling, and both the capacities are good, equally good, it is not as if veiling of God is an evil. When Sri Krishna plays with the gopi and hides himself, it is not an evil. It's one of the ways of and revealing himself with a greater joy. There's nothing evil in it. It is only if Sri Krishna hides himself with an intention that he will never reveal himself, and then allows the gopi to remain in perpetual agony, then the accusation will be averted. But if it is an intention of gradually unveiling, then there is no evil in it. In the process of unveiling, the resultant is evil. The gopi does feel suffering. So there is certainly suffering. We are not denying the presence of suffering. We are only explaining how that suffering arises, and that suffering would not arise if there is no intention of complete unveiling. That is very important. It is because there is intention of complete unveiling that in the intermediate stage of partial unveiling that suffering arises. But even that would not arise if there is no ultimate intention of complete unveiling.